Mother Mary, I am, and I come to provide, so to speak, the omega polarity to the more strong alpha polarity of Astraea. For surely, even we who are feminine masters can form an alpha and omega polarity. For we are not feminine in the way you see us on earth. We are, in fact, not feminine at all, but manifest ourselves that way most of the time, although we certainly have the capacity to be as outgoing, strong, and masculine as any of the ones you call male masters. So I would speak to you today on the topic of the murder of the holy innocents, or rather, on the murder of innocence itself, innocence as a state of consciousness. When Jesus said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father will ye do," for he was a murderer from the beginning, for he had no truth in him. Then what did Jesus mean with those words? What did he mean by challenging those he was speaking to at the time? He meant precisely what was stated by Astraea, that when you rise up, take a stand, and in various ways speak out against those who attack the innocents, then you bring about or hasten their judgment. You are not judging them. You are not the judgment, for only God can be the judgment. It is not your vision, your outer vision, your outer perception, your outer opinion on what they are doing that makes any difference. It is that you take a stand for something beyond your own outer mind, even your own outer self and perception. And they keep attacking you. And that is what gives the representatives of God the authority to shorten the lifespan and the opportunity of these life streams. For you do realize, do you not, when you look at the world and see how they are those who repeatedly attack others in violent ways, that when we talk about a karmic opportunity, we are not saying that the fallen beings have been given an opportunity to attack others. They have been given an opportunity to turn around. But if they continue to demonstrate their willingness to attack others rather than look at themselves and their own actions, well then, their opportunity to turn around can be squandered. And therefore, they can be removed from the earth, or they can be allowed to live out their natural lifespan, or they can be given the full karmic return of their past actions, which often paralyzes them or paralyzes their ability to attack others. Yet what is the murder of innocence? Well, it is, of course, the ultimate plan of the fallen beings and their desire to prove God wrong, to prove that God was wrong by giving you free will. And thereby, as Astraea mentioned, punish God by trapping the extensions of God's own being in these lesser manifestations. They, of course, are not trapping God. They are not punishing God. For God knows that everything in the material universe is unreal. And God actually, although God experiences everything that you experience, God does not experience it through the perception filter that you have. And thus God is not affected by it as you are. And thus, even though the fallen beings think they can punish God, well, of course, they cannot punish God. For God is not inside their perception filter. They are. And it is not even the conscious you that experiences what the fallen beings experience. It is the outer self they have created. For I can tell you that even though I have now, since 2005, given teachings on the concept of the conscious you, it is, of course, only a concept. I have not given the fullness of what can be given, but still it is only a concept. You will not know the reality of the conscious you without experiencing it directly. Any concept we give is not for the purpose of giving you some absolute truth. It is for the purpose of stirring you to reach beyond your present mental box, your present perception. And then you will experience directly the reality that can never be expressed in words. How would you describe the taste of an apple with words, my beloved, to a person who has never tasted an apple or any other fruit, and therefore has no frame of reference, no point of comparison? You cannot do this with words. You can hand a person an apple and say, "Take a bite," and then the person will experience the taste. This is also why it was impossible for Maitreya to sufficiently warn people against partaking of the serpentine consciousness. For how could he describe with words or concepts what it was like to be in the serpentine consciousness? You can only know this by experiencing it. And that, my beloved, is the key to understanding the fall. For how do you grow as a self-aware being? You do not grow through theory. We of the Ascended Masters are limited to giving you teachings through words. Unless you are willing to go beyond the words and have an inner experience that is beyond words. But the words themselves can never give you the experience, nor can they give you a full picture of the spiritual reality. Words can only give you a mental image, and then they can give you, perhaps, the impetus to transcend your mental image. Certain words can challenge your current mental image, and therefore give you an impetus to question it, to try to step outside of it. And then you will have an experience, and that experience gives you growth. So you see, the reality of free will is that the conscious you has the ability to project itself into any condition or self, any perception filter that is possible. This goes for any perception filter whatsoever, even those based on the illusion of separation, duality, even a serpentine consciousness. The reality here is this. You can actually be in a self that has a perception filter, which is partially affected by the serpentine consciousness. You can be a human being on earth who has certain beliefs about God or about the spiritual realm or about life that are affected by the serpentine consciousness. You can even be an atheist, but yet you are still a holy innocent. This may seem contrary to what has been given in the past, yet it is not contrary. It is progressive revelation. Progressive revelation is given for a higher state of consciousness than what was given in the past. And thus, if you will not let go of the perception filter you built based on the prior teaching, then you will see the new as being contradictory. And if you are anxious to justify why you will not let go of your former perception filter, then you might seek to discredit or put down the teaching. This is your choice. But the thing of it is, if you seek to discredit or put down a teaching, you are not in a state of innocence. For what is innocence? It is simply this. You are a self-aware being. You have been given free will. You have used that free will to create your current sense of self. Your current sense of self forms a perception filter, and you live life. You live your personal life through that perception filter. As long as you are identifying yourself with the self you have created, you are perceiving everything, including yourself, including God, including the material world, through that perception filter. This is perfectly valid. Even if your perception filter is limited or distorted, it does not matter which perception filter you have. You can still be in a state of innocence. For the whole purpose of life is growth in self-awareness, and you grow by creating a perception filter, projecting your light, your consciousness upon the matter light through that filter, and then experiencing how the matter light outpictures your perception filter. And then when you see the return, you can evaluate. And most of the time, of course, you will evaluate through the perception filter. But once in a while, the matter light will give you a return that either surprises you or seems to contradict what you believe at a surface level of consciousness. And when you run into these contradictions or repetitions or a situation where you want to change but you cannot seemingly change your circumstances, that is when you have the opportunity to say, with the words of Einstein, "But if I keep projecting out the same thing and expect a different return, then am I not insane? And so what is the only way to change what is coming back? It is to change what I'm sending out. And what is the only way to change what I'm sending out? It is to question my perception filter and then step beyond it." You see, you grow by first immersing yourself in a certain sense of self, a certain perception filter, and then awakening from that immersion, realizing you are more. Then gradually, for each time you have this experience of transcending a certain self, You realize you are more than the self you had created. And as you continue this process, you come to the point where you realize you are more than any self that could possibly be created in the material realm. And that is when you can give up the ghost that has kept you on the cross, created by your perception filter in the four levels of your mind. And when you give up that last ghost, that last belief that you can be confined to a perception filter in the material realm, then you ascend. This is the ascension. And it is entirely possible for a life stream to come into embodiment, even to go below what we have called the 48th level of consciousness, even to descend into a selfish state of mind, to some degree of selfishness, and yet still be innocent, because you are just experiencing life through your perception filter, and you are acting based on your perception. Do you understand what I am saying, my beloved? You may look at many events in the world, both today and in history. You may look at a person who went on a crusade and killed other people, feeling absolutely convinced he was doing this, doing the work of Christ, and that he would be rewarded in heaven for doing so. He would not be rewarded in heaven, he would make karma, but he could still be in a state of innocence because he sincerely believed his perception filter was real and he was acting based on that perception filter. There were people who did this. There is almost in every war and conflict some people who have been admittedly fooled into taking on an impure perception filter, a perception filter based on the serpentine consciousness that the ends can justify the means. But they are still in a state of innocence in the sense that they are simply acting based on their perception filter. And they have no other intention than to fulfill their mission as they see it through that perception filter. Surely, it is never ultimately justified in the eyes of God to kill another human being, because it is interfering with their physical life. But nevertheless, it is still a physical action. Now, my beloved, now take Jesus' words again. Ye are of your father the devil. Not everyone who kills another human being are the sons of the devil, in the sense that they have not made themselves the offspring of the consciousness that Jesus referred to as Satan or the devil or the prince of this world. They have been fooled by that consciousness. They have taken on a certain state of consciousness. But they have not fully aligned themselves with the fallen beings. Now then, what does it then mean to be a fallen being, to be a son of the devil? Well, it means that you have a clear intent not simply to live life through your perception filter, but to force other people to live their life through your perception filter rather than their own. This is the essence of the serpentine consciousness, the intent to manipulate others to live their life based on your perception instead of their own? What is it you have to do to force people to live their life based on your perception that comes to them from the outside, rather than their own perception, which is what they see inside their own minds? Well, you have to be able to control their minds. You have to be able to enter their minds. And why would they give you access to their minds, my beloved? They would do so only because you have destroyed their innocence. Their inner sense that they have a right to live their life based on their own perception. This is what the serpent destroyed when he manipulated Eve into eating that fruit. This is what the fallen beings have attempted to destroy, both in this material realm and in previous spheres before they ascended, beginning with the fourth sphere. They have attempted to destroy the holy innocence of those who are just living their lives based on their perception, but is not seeking to force that perception on others by getting into their minds and manipulating their minds, by sowing that seed of doubt, whereby you begin to doubt the instructions you have been given from the teacher, namely that thou shalt surely die if you eat of the forbidden fruit. Or you doubt your own ability or right to live your life based on your perception and to gradually refine your perception as you are willing and able and ready. No one has the right to force you to change your perception if you are not ready. But likewise, you have no right to seek to force an other. Do you see the subtle distinction? You have a right to live your life based on your perception. You have a right to express your perception and to tell another person, this is how I see this aspect of life. But you do not have the right to demand that another person should live his or her life based on your perception. If sharing your perception helps expand or shift the perception of the other person, so that the person now begins to live his or her life based on the same perception that you had, this is legitimate. But if you seek to force the other person by saying that the other person is wrong for having the perception he or she is having, and that the other person should submit to your perception even though he or she does not have your perception, that is the essence of the serpentine consciousness and the fallen mindset. The attempt to use force to influence the mind of another person. Do you see that it is legitimate, according to the law of free will, to use physical force? Because you are in the physical octave. Take note of what I said. It is legitimate according to the law of free will. This does not mean it is justified. It does not mean you will not make karma and be held responsible for your actions. But take note of Jesus' words. Fear not him who can kill the body, but fear him who can destroy the soul in hell. Well, the only person who can ultimately destroy your soul is you, because you created the soul. But what the fallen beings are attempting to do is manipulate you into such a state of mind that you are no longer willing to take responsibility for your soul, to be accountable for your soul. You're not willing to make decisions, so you give up and you let your ego and the fallen beings manipulate you further and further down in the downward spiral until your soul is so scattered that it is, so to speak, destroyed in the fires of hell, which is the fire of the intense anger that the fallen beings have against God. This attempt to destroy the soul, the perception, the sense of self of another human being, is a clear violation of free will. It is not justified by the law of free will. And anyone who does this or attempts to do this will reap karma, will lock themselves more firmly in the fallen consciousness, and if it is kept up in an aggressive manner, will of necessity shorten their opportunity to be an embodiment on earth, even possibly shorten their opportunity to exist as a self-aware being in any realm, thus facing what we have called the second death. This truly is the murder of the holy innocence and a murder of innocence itself. Before the fall, in that unascended force sphere, the majority of the life streams in that sphere were not perfect. They were not ready to ascend. They were not in a perfect state of consciousness. They were not saints. They were acting out the selves they had. But before the fall, before the first fallen beings rebelled, no one was aggressively seeking to destroy the innocence of another. Not even the beings who fell were doing this at the time. They were seeking to control people at what we could compare to the material level today. But they were not seeking to control people in their minds, in their inner beings. This only started when they made the decision to rebel against God and God's plan for growth through free will. This was the shift where they now became the force that has grown into what Jesus called the devil, Satan, and the prince of this world. Why is it the prince of this world? Because, as Astraea said, not enough self-aware beings have taken the stand of coming back to innocence, taking a stand for their right to live their lives based on their current perception, and then constantly seeking to transcend that perception, but doing so from within themselves based on their own decisions, not based on being forced or manipulated or being divided in themselves by those with an aggressive intent to destroy them in order to punish God or prove God wrong. I have now given you, truly, starting all the way back in 2003 and 2004, the entire teaching I desired to give about the fall and the fallen beings. Those who cannot heed or understand that teaching, I cannot help at this point. And thus, I can only say that the teaching is complete. We have given enough opportunities to beings in that particular state of consciousness that we have addressed during this cycle. And thus we will move on and move these two messengers on to give teachings for a higher level of consciousness. For we have, in an earthly sense, almost unlimited teachings that can be brought forth. And surely, as Saint Germain has said, we have yet other worlds to conquer. Thus, take heed. Putting down a teaching given by the ascended masters to set people free from the fallen consciousness can only be done from the fallen consciousness. It is finished for the mouth of the Divine Mother has spoken it. Thus, be in inner sense, in the inner sense of oneness with the I am that I am.